Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Oh, he knows how it works, man. Todd Peach knows everything that involves digits. So when he asks, hey, can I get your digits? He's not asking for your phone number. He's asking for a way to make your life awesome financially. And that's really what it's all about. And if you don't know about BECU, talk about get your digits. That's where you want to put your digits, right there at a great credit union like BECU. Because, man, unlike a regular bank, a credit union is owned by you, which means every decision is not made for profit to make some fat cat money. But every decision, Todd,
It's made for what's best for the membership and the members, actually. It's a fun, BJ. I get to go to work and go home and think about the good things that we're doing versus how much money can we make for the stockholders. So, big difference.
Yeah, and you guys have cash machines. Pretty much every service you can get in what they would consider a traditional bank, BECU has.
Yeah. And sometimes more, honestly.
More?
Yeah,
more. Wait a tick. All right. You want more info? Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, boom, you're in. You can be a member of BECU. Just go to BECU.org. And we've been doing this for a long time with Todd because we know that, you know, money is not something you get taught about in schools. Sometimes parents don't know either, A, if it's appropriate, or B, aren't maybe knowledgeable themselves in how to manage your money well. So that's why we brought Todd and said, hey, can you give us some tips, advice, and if you have any questions, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
So I just texted my husband and I trying to buy a house, but he doesn't have very good credit. Should he open a credit card, and do you think that would help him?
Well, I think we have to dive into why the credit is not great to begin with. So go to annualcreditreport.com. Let's pull a report. Let's see what's out there and what's being reported, why it's negative. Once we know why it's negative, then we can come up with a plan to make it, you know, to turn it around. And, you know, opening a credit card might be a part of that plan. But again, we don't really know everything.
Right.
I would go recommend NFCC.org, so National Foundation for Credit Counselors. These are nonprofit credit counseling agencies. They can help you. So just go to NFCC.org, find a nonprofit credit counseling agency. They'll help you kind of walk through that, or obviously you can obviously email me as well, and I'm happy to help.
You know, it's a pride thing sometimes, but if you're in a position where your credit isn't great, that you cannot buy a house or you cannot buy a car, you got to look in the mirror and go, okay, somehow, some way, I don't know how it happened, but I'm in a bad situation that I need to get advice some way, somehow. Some people are too proud and go, I can work my way through it. But, you know, if you got bad credit, you really, there is a path to follow, right, Todd? But you have to be willing to follow the path and go, look, I need to fix this.
Yeah, and you have to be willing to look yourself in the mirror, like you said, BJ, and why is it that this happened to me, right? Is it, you know, a lot of times it's medical debt, which is outside of your control. You know, I get that. But if it's over and above that, if you just misused credit in the past, or you didn't have a budget and you didn't pay your bills, and you got to look yourself and make some changes, because no matter what, if you don't change that behavior, your credit score and your savings and your ability to reach your goals is not gonna be there.
And that was me, Todd. I mean, back in 2001, yeah. I was in a massive amount of debt, and I did not have any control over my spending. Didn't even care to have it. And I really, basically, like you said, had to have a come to Jesus, had to go find some people. And it's taken me a long time to reverse it. But I was able to reverse it, and now, you know how to be responsible. You know, sometimes you just, you know, if you don't get that info, or, you know, you got to go get an expert. You got to get help. I mean, I'm not a plumber, so I'm not going to try to fix my own toilet. It's the same thing with this. I mean, I'm not an expert on money.
Yeah. How did you do that, BJ? Just curious. Who did you reach out to?
I called a plumber that fixed his toilet.
I called a plumber. He actually was really good with money, too, as a matter of fact.
Are you listening, Todd? Sheesh.
You know, Todd, actually, I took advantage of some of those places you called, because I went and I consulted folks. folks. I asked some friends that were good with money, and I said, what do I got to do? How do I get out of this? I had bad credit. I mean, I had a bad reporting. I had, you know, some loans I wasn't cool with. I was late on payments, some things that were, you know, delinquent. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of things that basically everybody pinged me as like, don't give money to this guy. And then I just went and consulted experts. I went and got a financial advisor, and they sat me down and said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Put me on a budget, saw what I was doing, helped me with my spending, helped me be more responsible. And then when the day came that I started making more money, I was on a plan that I could actually really reverse that debt quickly because I wasn't spending crazy and didn't take the old spending habits and just apply them to the more money that came in. Because mm-hmm. you see that happen. It's like, you know, people buy bigger toys.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh. So I luckily, before I, you know, before I got a raise, I was able to fix myself.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, just continue being an idiot. Like, I've got some friends and they go, I don't know how you did it. It's like, well, I stopped being an idiot, really.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I took a, you know, you have a whole webpage on KISW.com where you've helped us just aggregate a bunch of free sites where you can get some great advice. And if you go there, just go to KISW.com. If you scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face, and that webpage shows up with a lot of free resources.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I like this one. I recently paid off my student loans with a $3,000 tax return and $500 in savings. I still have about $2,500 left. Should I buy a new guitar or go on a vacation?
Wow, that's the only two options, eh?
That's the only two he gave us.
Yeah, okay.
So we got to work with those two. What do you all think, right? Guitar or vacation?
Roth IRA.
Yeah.
That's not one of the options, Todd.
That's it's a kind of guitar. The Roth IRA guitar is a great guitar.
Is it a Gibson brand?
Yeah.
Because if it is, then get that.
Yeah, get that.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I think financially it would be wiser to get the guitar because you could use it for a longer period of time.
Or is he going to get a side gig, right? Use it and play and, you know,
he could
make
become,
some more money?
He could become the next Daughtry.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow. Are you going to put him on that level?
Yes.
Oh, wow. If he's the next Daughtry, then buy the guitar.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Todd, what do you do with that? Because you got a guitar,
BJ.
Yeah, I mean, all right. So you get the guitar. I want the vacation.
Gibson.
I'm all about the vacation.
Yeah, but, you know, that comes and goes. The guitar lasts forever.
Yeah, but I can't sit on my guitar with a Mai Tai. What am I going to do
with
that?
Sure you can.
Yeah, you probably could.
Probably not good for the fretboard.
Yeah. Also, probably not good for my ball day. But you get a surplus, Todd. Is there a rule of thumb to go, look, we want to play, we want to have fun.
Yeah.
I get X amount of dollars. I shouldn't spend all of that money on fun, but I could spend some of it. What's a good rule of thumb with that?
Well, I mean, back to your point, BJ, if you have your budget and your plan, then you'll know and you can set goals, right? And I sometimes tell people, and I do it myself, my wife does it, we set up goal accounts. So we call it a vacation account.
Oh, right? Nice.
Or a Christmas account. Because you can set up as many account savings accounts as you want, and then you just put $20, $50, $100, whatever it is, a month into that account, and then that's your vacation account or your goal account or your college account or whatever account, and then you have that money. So if it's a year, let's say I'm going to go on vacation a year from now, I say, okay, it's going to cost me $2,000. Whatever, I'll put $150 in it every month, and then when that kind time comes, I have my money.
Huh. It is, you know, it's an interesting thing because then you're asking someone to wait. Isn't that? I mean, that's the fascinating thing about that is waiting, which does seem to be a problem in this instant gratification world that we all live in. I mean, we are our phones right here. I mean, Amazon knows me very well. It's like, I don't have to wait. I can get it tomorrow if I want it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, so. It's true. There's actually a study with kids and marshmallows. You ever hear of that?
Huh? I like marshmallows.
They put like,
hold on a second. Honestly, the things that Steve perks up on. We've got all sorts of cool information, but Steve didn't get excited until you said marshmallows.
Tell me more about this.
It's like you put a marshmallow in front of a 2 or 3 year old, whatever. And
are we talking the big fat ones or those little ones?
Yeah, the big ones.
Oh, it's got to be the big ones.
They can get your hands around.
Right? Yeah.
And you know, and you tell them if you wait 5 minutes, you can get 3 marshmallows, right? Uh-huh. Or you can have the 1 marshmallow today. So what are you going to do, right? So then there's all kinds of studies on kids.
How long do you have to wait for the 3?
I don't know if it's 5 minutes, but
maybe 2 minutes.
You have to wait a little bit of time.
Just wait a little bit, yeah.
The idea is just like...
just can't pick it up and grab it.
You put a kid in a room,
yeah.
You give him this big marshmallow and go, all right, if you want, you can have this marshmallow now.
Right.
But let's say you wait, I don't know if it's 5 minutes.
Maybe it might be 2 minutes.
It could have been 15 to 20. I mean, they really make it a significant amount of time where the kid's got to make a decision.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, 2 minutes, you're an idiot if you just took the yeah. one mark.
But say they make them wait, I don't know, for a kid, if you make a kid wait like 20 minutes, that's like an eternity to
a kid.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And so it's funny because, like Todd said, you know, you got this kid sitting there. Not everybody waits for the three marshmallows. My brain goes, kid, wait for the three marshmallows. You're a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And not every kid does it.
No. Yeah, so it's very interesting how we're kind of programmed. Some of us are, you know, let me have it today. I don't care about tomorrow. I could die tomorrow, right? That's the attitude.
Which is, you know, hey, look, I mean, I can't argue with that sort of in-the-moment attitude. Eckhart Tolle's made a million, skillion dollars off of that attitude.
It's the power of now. Give me that marshmallow now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, you know, he knew what was up.
Yeah.
But it is true. So I've also heard the 30-30-30, you know, the 30-30-30 rule, which is you pay yourself 30%, you save it, you take 30, maybe you donate it to charities, and then 30% you can have fun with. I don't know what they do with the other 10%. Someone's getting robbed. I feel like I don't know where that other 10% is going.
Marshmallows, clearly.
That's what it is, yeah. But it is, I think, Todd, is it something you start at a young age? If we start our kids with this sort of saving mentality, at a young age, is that a good thing? I used to get criticized for trying to teach my kids about money. I would pay them to do things because I wanted them to learn the idea that money's what makes the world go round. Let's use that as early as we can in our relationship and getting you to do stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. First of all, your kids are going to emulate you, right? So if you're haphazard on spending and whatnot, they're going to look and see that. That's just how it is. What I did with my kids, and I think it worked, is, you know, we would always ask, is it a want or is it a need? And so when we're looking at, you know, is it school supplies or is it the new shoes? You know, shoes are definitely a need, right?
Yeah.
But maybe the high-end shoes are more of a want. And it's not that we never get the wants, but we have to understand that, you know, the difference between the wants and the needs. And if you can cut back on the wants and take care of the needs and take that extra and put it somewhere else, that's kind of the way to do it.
So basically what he's saying, Steve, is you don't need the marshmallows. Okay, buddy.
Well,
you think you just want them.
I need them.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Justin in Olympia. We're on with Todd from BECU.org. Justin, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how you doing today?
Not too bad. Hey, Justin, what's your question for Todd?
Hey, so I, back in October, finished up a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and my vehicle is about ready to die. I drive an old 79 Chevy pickup, and I'm wondering if it's better to purchase from a private party or try to get an auto loan.
Justin, do you have cash to buy something?
I do not. I've got like maybe $600-700.
You know what? A Chapter 13 is a reorg, right? So it's going to be all paid off and whatnot, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know what your credit score is right now?
I do not. I know that before the bankruptcy, it was really, really low. I had a lot of debt, and I didn't pay any of it off until I did the bankruptcy.
Okay. Well, first thing I think would find out what your credit score is. It may be challenging to get a loan with, you know, at a fair interest rate. Do you have anybody that might be able to co-sign on the loan with you?
Well, I mean, I'm not very familiar with all this stuff. I've never done anything like this before. My wife, she actually is paying on a car right now. My in-laws might be able to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would look at, first of all, I would find a nice, reliable used car, right? I think you can get one for, you know, $5,000 to $10,000. Get something decent. And then find out what your credit score is, and then then talk to your wife and in-laws and see if they can, maybe if they would be willing to co-sign for, you know, a 2 or 3 year loan on that used car, and let's get it paid off, and then start saving for the next car.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, you know, it's funny you bring this up because we just had to get Joey D's a new car because his old car got totaled. And he's been, you know, he's had a credit card. He's done what he's done. He's paid, you know, he doesn't have bad credit. Trouble was he had no credit. Even though he had a credit card, the credit card was not enough for him to get a loan at a decent rate by himself, even though he's done nothing in his life at all to be warranted as a bad risk or whatever. You know, he pays his bills and everything. I had to co-sign just so he could get a decent rate. it's just nuts how the your credit, you need to actually, you know, go and spend money. I mean, I don't know how you get it. Like, you can't eventually, I don't know how you get credit unless somebody eventually co-signs for you, like on a car. I don't know how a young person can do it. What could they do since they don't have the credit? So someone's going to have to co-sign for someone at some point in their life. Usually the parents got to do it.
Either that or it's a secured credit card. So if kids don't have parents or their parents are so credit bad, right, then you have to get a secured credit card.
But how do you get a car with that? Because Joey, I immediately got him a credit card because I listen to you, Todd.
Yeah.
I immediately got him a credit card. Yep. He's been paying it off, doing the whole thing like we discussed.
Yep.
We went in to try to get a car loan, and he's had that credit card for at least 3-4 years. Mm. He still couldn't get a car loan at a decent rate because he still didn't have any credit. Like, his credit showed up as nothing. They're like, you don't even have credit history. It's like, well, he's got this credit card, and they're like, well,
the credit card showing up on the report?
It was, but apparently not enough. That's why I don't know if a credit card's enough anymore. Maybe you can look into that, Todd. I was really surprised that I had to co-sign to get him. He could get a loan, but the interest rate was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, and
well, I mean, it worked for my daughters. I mean, but
so it did work for
it
them.
It did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, somebody at BCU, maybe you know somebody over at BCU or something.
Yeah, I'd have to look.
So
into
all they
it.
Had was a credit card. They were able to get a car loan at a decent interest rate, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe Joey Deez is doing some stuff I don't know that's dinging his credit history then.
Yeah.
Maybe there's that.
Yeah.
Maybe funny a couple match. Of Vegas debts.
So I don't know without looking into it. But usually, a credit card should do the job. But,
really? So you should be able to go in if you do that after a few years. You should be able to go to any car dealer.
After a few. You should be in the 700s because you're starting with nothing, right? To
your
point. We call it a thin file, which is zero. Nothing being reported. But you should be in the 700s after 2 or 3 years.
Son of a gun.
Yeah,
I got to talk to my son. Maybe he's got some gambling debts. I don't know what he's doing. Well, Todd, as usual, the time is.
Somebody said they did that same marshmallow test with adults with stale versus fresh donuts in an office setting. A lot of people took the stale donut instead of waiting for the fresh one.
That's from a movie.
Is it?
Yeah, they did that on what movie was it? Oh my gosh! It's a popular movie. The 5-year engagement. That's like the whole premise of the study of.
That's
her
a popular movie.
Yeah,
I didn't know this movie.
I know. It was with Jason Segel and.
Oh, okay, I've probably seen it. I don't remember half of the movies I've seen.
Sorry, that just sounded way too much like a movie for me.
I wonder which came first. You know, life imitated art or the other way around.
Yeah. It could have been based on a real thing.
True.
Isn't that something?
I'd go stale donut.
You'd go stale donut.
Yeah.
You want it now?
Yes.
Well, I'll wait.
How long am I waiting?
Yeah, it depends on how bad the stale donut is. Like, I'll take a stale glazed. Because I think a stale glazed is
your fascination with glazed donuts.
Yeah, I was back to glazing.
Dude, you guys can make it whatever you want to make it. Glazed donuts rock.
Especially Krispy Kreme.
Don't disagree.
Right. Top Hot.
Top Hot or Krispy Kreme? Would you go with the glazed donut, Todd?
Krispy Kreme.
See, you're asking me to pick my children. I do like a Top Pot glazed donut.
You get
from
more
time
for
to time.
The money.
I agree.
Especially a money guy like Todd, you would think.
But all right, man, I don't need a whole lot of donuts, all right?
Yeah, but that Krispy Kreme glazed donut, that delivery system, it's like you're not even eating a donut. It's just like sugar is really what it is.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nuts. Yeah, my dentist loves me when I have that. All right, well, if you did not get a chance to get in an email or a text or a call to Todd, you can actually just go to KISW.com, scroll down, see the banner, and then that will take you to an email address. Todd will answer whatever question he can for you, point you in the right direction. And don't forget, man, BECU, it's an awesome joint. Go to BECU.org. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State here, you can be a member of BECU. Do your banking the right way. And Todd, as usual, my friend, good to see you.
Likewise, BJ, thank you. Thank you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.